दो आदमी बैठ के पार्लियामेंट में ये फैसला लेते हैं हमसे पूछे बगैर, और वही जश्न मनाते हैं, वही ताली मारते हैं।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. An order issued by the Additional Secretary to the Government of Jammu and Kashmir has sparked resentment across Kargil in Ladakh. This order has shifted the headquarters of the Ladakh Affairs Department, which will oversee the operationalization of the Union Territory Secretariat, to Leh in Ladakh. The GO mentions that Rinzin Samphil, who is Commissioner of the Ladakh Affairs Department, will operate from Leh, and that the Divisional Commissioner of Ladakh shall report to him hereon. This move has angered the leaders and the people of Kargil, who have always been saying that they have been treated unfairly as compared to Leh. Let us now speak to Sajjad Kargili, a journalist from Kargil, who has also contested as an independent candidate from Ladakh in the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Sajjad, I am told that there are protests which will be taken out soon in Kargil against this GO dated 16th October. What is being said in Kargil about this order? And what has been the general sentiment in Kargil after August 5th?
State administration has shifted this Ladakh Affairs Department along with the administrative secretary, Rinzin Samphil, to Leh to oversee transition of Ladakh region as the youngest union territory, which has been declared union territory after 5th of August this year under the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act 2019. The formal notice of this has been issued yesterday, and the people of Kargil, they are very much, you know, they have confusion, there is an anger, people are very much angry that the governor administration has earlier, in a meeting with the Joint Action Committee, assured the people of Kargil and the leaders of Kargil, the government will take care of the sentiments of the people of Kargil and Leh both equally, and they will give equal, developmental share to both the districts of Kargil and Leh. And the government, as I have talked to so many leaders in Kargil, so many activists and students, they are, seeing it a kind of betrayal by the governor administration. That governor, earlier he has promised to give equal share to the people of Kargil, but this time, as you know, that recently a medical college has been ordered to establish in Leh, and then after the cricket academy has been also given to Leh, but nothing has come for the Kargil area and the people of Kargil and the leaders of Kargil. They are in a state of anger. They see it a kind of betrayal.
This disparity that you've described between the grants that are made to Leh and Kargil, what do the people of Kargil think is the reason behind this difference in treatment?
As you know, that the earlier people of Kargil were struggling so long since 70s to get separate district from in Ladakh region. Because Leh and Kargil, there is a huge distance between these two districts. 234 kilometers is the distance between two districts, and it is very tough to handle the administrative things, particularly during winter time. And while as Srinagar is just 210 kilometers from Kargil, and now the people, they say, we are never being part of any kind of this protest, resistance to get union territory for Ladakh. This union territory has given us without our consent. They have bifurcated our state without our wish. But after even that, the people said, okay, you have given us union territory. You have decided to bifurcate the state. But at least you have to give equal share to us. But now the government's decisions repeatedly, giving a signal to the people of Kargil.
When you say repeatedly, if I can just butt in there, when you say repeatedly, can you cite instances from before where similar treatment has been meted out?
As you know, that last year when the people were on the roads in the chilling, born cold, when the people were demanding for divisional status, in Kargil, when government has, you know, issued SRO-110 and declared Leh as the permanent headquarters of Ladakh Division, when Governor Satyapal Malik has decided to give Ladakh the third divisional headquarters in Jammu and Kashmir state. But subsequently, you saw that the people were protesting for the equal share in for the people of Kargil, and there was a huge protest, huge movement protesting for the equal share in divisional headquarters. Now, this time again, the leaders of Kargil have told the same thing to the governor sahib, that if we will be, you know, discriminated or we will not get equal share, we will organize same protest, same movement for our rights, and we will not keep silent. Now, today, Joint Action Committee has again, they meet and they sent a memorandum to the governor administration and given the time till 23rd of October to give equal rights to the people of Kargil. Otherwise, there will be huge protest against these decisions and which they call the injustice with the people of Kargil.
Okay. This resentment, immediately after the August 5th announcement, we saw protests in Kargil. We also are still, Kargil is still under, if not complete communication blockade, it is under clampdown where there is no internet, right, in Kargil. So there is
no mobile internet. Broadband is working, but there is no mobile internet in Kargil. And you know that Kargil, soon after the abrogation of Article 370, there was a protest in Kargil, and total shutdown was here. People observe it complete shutdown because people, you know, generally people of Kargil want to be part of Jammu and Kashmir state. Say that we never demand it like Leh was demanding that Ladakh be freed from Kashmir region over a long time. But people of Kargil are against the revocation of Article 370. Kargil residents are safeguard the borders of the country, and the decision which was taken by the government decision which they call against their desires and aspirations.
Yeah, Kargil seems to be in a situation which is neither here nor there. What do the people of Kargil think about the political leadership, be it in Kargil or in Ladakh or at the center?
Grishma, generally the people are very much angry. They are angry from the political leaders and the political parties. They are saying they are doing nothing to get rights of the people of Kargil, to get equal rights. But as you know, yesterday the Jammu Kashmir State Administration has also this abolished after 62 years old State Legislative Council. You know, the Legislative Council has come to an end with State Administration issued the order for its abolition. And Kargil and Leh, both in this region, we had six representatives in the State Assembly and the Legislative Council. Two MLAs from Kargil, two MLAs from Leh, and each two MLCs from Kargil and Leh. But unfortunately, after this Union Territory decision, people are thinking that we have lost our voice, we have lost our representation. There will be no such voice for these deprived areas which have been, you know, already deprived from the developmental sector. The people are very much angry from the political leaders. They are accusing political leaders that they did nothing to stop this injustice, to stop this bifurcation of the state. And, you know, as I have talked to so many leaders, like I talked to Agha Saeed Ahmad Rizvi, who was the earlier member of the Legislative Council, and now he is the councillor of Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council from Sanku. He quoted Governor Satyapal Malik and said, the governor said, both Kargil and Leh are like two eyes for us. So, but the government has now, you know, passing orders. There is nothing for the people of Kargil. He said that the government has pushed Kargil on back to 70s era, when Kargil was struggling for district status and they used to travel to Leh for administrative related work.
Okay, Sajjad, let us just cut to an excerpt from this interview with Councillor Syed Ahmed Rizvi so that we can hear what he has to say.
I khud yahan tashreef lakar wada diya tha ki hum hamare paas jo hai Kargil Leh jo hai do aankhon ke barabar hai, to usi par humne itminan kiya, ab to hamara itminan hi ud gaya. ہمارے ساتھ ناانصافی کیا, انہوں نے ڈسکریمنیشن کیا, انہوں نے لے اور کرگل میں دائیں آنکھ اور بائیں آنکھ کا کہاں لحاظ کیا, انہوں نے تو اس وقت ہمارے یہاں سے بھی تھوڑا سا غداری شروع ہو گیا. ہمیں پہلے سے پتا تھا کہ ہمارے کرگل والوں کے ساتھ ناانصافی ہو رہا ہے, اسی لیے تو ہم نے اپنے لوگوں سے بھی بتایا تھا کہ یہ 1977 سے پہلے جب ہمارا ڈسٹرکٹ ہیڈ کوارٹر جو تھا لے میں تھا, اس وقت ہمارا 99% جو بجٹ جو تھا وہ لے میں استعمال ہوتا تھا, بچے کچے ہمیں آتا تھا. شیر کشمیر نے ہم کو ڈسٹرکٹ الگ کر کے دیا, اس کے بعد ہم کو اپنا شیئر ملتا تھا. آج پھر اسی طرح سے ہم کو لے والوں کے اندر لے جا رہا ہے. ہم کبھی بھی اس میں خاموش نہیں رہیں گے. ہمارے ساتھ ناانصافی ہو گیا, ہمارے ساتھ جھوٹا وعدہ دیا ہے. ہم اور ایجیٹیشن پر اترنے کے لیے تیار ہیں. ہم اس چیز کو ہم برداشت کرنے والا نہیں ہے.
I have also talked to a social activist, Mr. Zakir Zaidi. He is also an entrepreneur and he has a good business here. He also said that we are not taken into confidence. We were the people who safeguard this border near the line of control from the beginning. We were true Indians, but unfortunately we were not taken into confidence. Our elected representatives have been arrested. They were sent behind the bars, and there is no question. Nobody have right to ask the question where they have been taken. He terminated it as a democratic and constitutional matter.
All right. Before we move on to the next question, let us listen to Zakir Zaidi as well.
And جس طریقے سے اس بل کو جو ہے انہوں نے ٹیبل کیا ہے, یہ مرڈر آف ڈیموکریسی ہے, مرڈر آف کانسٹیٹیوشن ہے. جس طریقے سے لداخ کو جو ہے جموں کشمیر سے الگ کر دیا ہے, اس کے ہم خلاف ہے. ہمارا پورا, ہم سبھی لوگوں کا جو ہے پہلے سے یہی جو ہے ہمارا اسٹینڈ رہا ہے کہ ہم یونائٹڈ جموں اینڈ کشمیر کے فیور میں ہیں. جس طریقے سے یہ ایکٹ پاس ہوا ہے پارلیمنٹ میں, یہ بالکل ان کانسٹیٹیوشن ہے, ان لافل ہے.
That was Zakir Zaidi. Sajjad, the dissolution of the Legislative Council shows that the central government is on track with its plan for the 31st of October, which is basically the bifurcation of the state of Jammu and Kashmir into two union territories, one of which is going to be Ladakh, which is going to contain Kargil. I understand that there is still resentment in Kargil, especially after this new GO. But as we close in on October 31st, what do you think will be the situation in Kargil?
Look, Kargil, people of Kargil are very much faithful towards the nation, towards the country, but there is a sense of trust deficit among the people. People feel they are betrayed, they are, you know, not taken into confidence, and now even government is not trying to take them into any account. That's why there is a feeling of trust deficit, there is a feeling of betrayal. And that's why the people feel themselves humiliated. As you know, we have good amount of apricot production here in Kargil. But this year, we are facing total loss. As recently, there is a report, around 32 crore rupees revenue was generated. Dried apricot was, the government official told to a news agency that 800 metric tons of dry apricot were transported to Kashmir last year. And they said that the revenue from these dried apricots was 32 crores in 2018. But unfortunately, this year, Kargil apricot farmers are, seeing it as a total loss after the abrogation of Article 370. They said there is no chance to selling any of the dried apricots. The main source of the livelihood of the people of some areas in Kargil, because there is no connectivity. The Kashmir Valley is totally, mobile phone services and the internet were blocked in the Muslim majority Kashmir, and broadband is not working. That's why the people are feeling sense of alienation, and the people are facing very much discriminated this time.
That's all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. Tune in at 8 tomorrow for the next episode.